Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
We got to do this for an hour, don't we?
We don't have to. We could say something wrong. Well, we had a malfunction.
My bladder about to malfunction.
Okay, that's the way we do it. If everybody... So I'm not supposed to touch the mic. COVID.
Oh. He called you COVID.
There's a sign on the door that says, don't touch the microphone.
Well, how are you supposed to move them?
I don't know. You know, it's the
dumb
rules. Exactly.
So, Alexis was just telling me, because as I said, I found out she and my little friend Jenny were talking shrimp about me the other night. I don't know. When? Saturday? Was it Saturday?
I think it was Saturday, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How are they doing that?
Yeah, tell me how I was talking crap about you.
She just told me that you texted her something, and she was saying how we fight all the time or something because I'm a derp.
Okay, and so how did I talk crap about that?
Because you were, I'm sure, encouraging it. Or you had to have opened up the hallway for her to run down.
But, I don't know about that.
Why are they connecting? Why are you connecting?
Because I like her.
Oh.
Duh.
That's fair.
Well, how did I come up in that?
She reposted, or she had posted the picture of your chicken wing, the bag, in the car. And I said, oh, what is it, all flats or drums, whatever it is that he gets? And then that's how that conversation started.
Okay. Well, actually... That those wangs came from a place because they were eating at the place and they were coming over to our house. And I said, hey, will you bring me some wangs? Because I hadn't had lunch yet. I mean, we're here cooking gumbo since, 7 o'clock in the morning. Seven. No, it's actually like 11, but still. So that place they were at had told me last time I was in there that we can't do just flats. And can't do just drummies, so you got to just get a mixture, whatever. And restaurants aren't doing that anymore, hardly. And I always ask for just flats, because they're juicier. Well, I got that. She brought the package home to me, and I opened it, and it was all drummies.
Oh, they did it backwards.
Well, she didn't ask them. It's just that somebody got all flats, and so they're trying to get rid of the drummies. And I got all drummies.
So what'd you do?
I hate them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's not like I hate them. Yeah. Hate the drummies.
I would have been so excited. Like all.
I feel like drums have more meat on them.
And it's more like white meat. The flats are juicier because it's like dark meat. It's like a darker meat.
Yeah.
Mm. I just like the smoothness of the drumming. Like you just... All at one.
Like what?
Throw it down. You get all that meat at one time. He's like,
oh.
You get all the meat at one time.
With the special effect. Okay.
He's good at that.
Yeah.
He said, I like all the meat at one time.
Yeah, he does. In the center circle.
Yikes.
But anyway, what did she tell you?
Why are you putting me on the spot?
Yeah, I want to know too.
She just said, oh, he's a pain in the ass. And I just put laughing face emoji. So that's not me agreeing. That's just me being like, haha, funny. And then I just said, I would love to be a fly on the wall when you guys hang out.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me. See, I didn't talk crap. I was just, I stayed neutral.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure she didn't either. I know she told me that she told you that I was a deer.
You said that she said that you guys only fought twice yesterday, so that's a win on a Saturday.
Yeah. That is. I'm just glad I never had a sister.
Why'd y'all even what do you guys even fight about?
Because she gets on my nerve.
That's it.
That's the only reason.
That's it. Yeah.
That was the only reason.
Because I don't take crap off women, that's why.
Boom. Deal with it.
I don't take crap off women.
Which, I mean, I don't take crap off of anybody, but a lot of people that will take crap off of men won't take crap off of women will, whatever. A lot of guys, people who won't take crap off of men will take crap off of women, and I don't.
So give me one example of what happened.
I don't know. It's never really, well, I was going to say it's never really serious, but it has been serious before. I had to cut her once.
You didn't cut her.
You leave me no choice.
Ace knows he hangs out with as much as I do.
I don't. I mean, she's not nice. She's nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I was like, I would love to go just get high and just go hang out at the house and just watch. That would be the best entertainment.
You know what, about that sentence you just said, though? Every sentence you say could start with that. I would love to go get high and
well, because it makes everything so much better.
No, but what it is that what you would find to be entertaining that I don't really is I got two of them coming at me, her and my wife. Both, you know, messing with me, picking on me.
And you're not picking on them?
Back. I return fire.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right. What I
do. You don't start it.
No.
There is
yeah,
a difference.
Okay.
Never.
Yeah, right. I don't believe that.
I'm like Trump. I only retaliate. I punch back. I don't start anything.
You never start anything. Never.
Mm-mm. I don't.
So who sticks up for you? Nobody? No one's ever on your side?
Nope. Well, unless my son's around, he does. But Jenny's husband, Michael, won't. Cause he's scared of her.
Yeah.
And he could walk in the house and set a painting on fire. And Jody would go, oh, well, Michael did it. It's fine.
Aw, they are cute doing that puzzle together. Mm-hmm. That picture was cute.
Yeah.
Who did a puzzle?
You know, every year at Christmas, they start in with puzzles.
Your family?
Yeah. And Michael likes doing that, too. So it's a community project with everybody helping except the cool people. Like, my daughter gets in there with it, and I don't think my son does very much. Maybe a little bit. But Michael's all about it. Jody. And, yeah. It's weird. Puzzles are weird.
It's cute.
But Jody now has this table that goes on the regular table, and it has drawers in it. It's just like a platform thing, and you can pick it up and move it off the table without tearing up the puzzle and all that.
What? So the puzzle pieces can go.
I was just saying I need yeah. that because
Alexis was trying to figure out what kind of how she would start her puzzle that she has because she has no place to put it. It'll take up the table. So now you need to go.
I need to go
buy you one of those tables, and then you've got it. Puzzle table.
Yeah.
Yeah, ask Jody where she got it.
Because that's one of the reasons why I haven't started this puzzle that
yeah.
I bought.
Oh, yeah, we don't need to procrastinate any longer. I mean, we got to get that work done.
Got to get on
Let's
that
go.
It's 500 pieces. Is that a lot for a puzzle?
No.
Okay.
No, it's. I think that's normal.
That's 500,
1,000, yeah.
I haven't done a puzzle.
I put one together that was 10,000 pieces one time, and I did it in like an hour and a half. But
yeah, right. Whatever. No, you did not.
No big
deal. Once you get the corner started, it pops after that.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you're asked to get up off the couch in the day, stop taking those long naps, you'd be able to get some puzzle work done.
Listen, I don't take naps every single day. Okay?
Oh, my God.
It's just like every once in a while.
She said that the other day, and every day since then, she's had a nap.
Okay, but then I might not have a nap today.
Did you take a nap yesterday?
Yes.
Did you take a nap the day before?
No, not only did she take a nap yesterday, Ace, she says she barely made it home to take a nap because she was so tired.
Did you take a nap Friday?
No, I had a lot of to-do on Friday.
No, because you didn't have to come to work on Saturday.
Exactly.
I like that. I had a lot of to-do.
I had a lot of to-do.
I got a lot of to-do today.
Yeah.
Did you take a nap Thursday?
Nope. Yeah. After breaking and entering, I had to. I was tired.
I didn't take a nap.
Okay, well, that's on you. I did. I'm smaller, so I need more sleep.
I love that.
Like babies. Yeah. Babies are small. They need a lot of sleep. I'm smaller, so I need more sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
She came back to work on Thursday.
Okay. I did. Yeah, I came back on the show.
Oh.
Where'd you go?
I went home.
Okay.
You're welcome.
That's your dumb ass fault. I was like, I'm going to get back there with about 45 minutes to spare. Well, the difference is, too, you got to drive right by here to go home.
True. And I thought that's what I was supposed to do. So that's why I did it.
I was supposed to go home.
Going back.
Now. And I'm not going to have a nap today or tomorrow.
Oh.
So.
Yes, you will.
No, I will not. I have a whole to-do list today of things I need to do.
Oh, is that what's on there? I was about to ask, well, what's that for? That list. What's it got on it?
A whole to-do list of things.
When I need to do something.
Well, sometimes I'll make a to-do list and not do anything off of it. So.
Oh, that happens. I've got stuff on a to-do list that I've had for months. I've never gotten around to doing them yet.
Just practicing my handwriting.
That's why I don't even mess with a list. I know I'm not going to do any of them.
I know.
And that's just depressing. It makes me feel like a loser when I see that list.
Yeah. All that stuff I didn't do.
Yeah. A lot of times I just decide after looking at it, you know what? I don't need to do that after all. I'll take that off the list. Just to remove a couple things. Like, look at that. I knocked out three things right there.
And then you're good.
Just because I suddenly decided those things aren't, I don't even know why I put them on there. I'm not going to really follow through with that. That's not important.
Yeah. I look at it like when you're cleaning out your closet, they say if you haven't worn something in a year, throw it away. Yeah. I'm like that on the to-do list. If I haven't done something in a week, it didn't really need to be done.
It's nothing pressing.
Check it off.
That's funny. I know. I can tell you honestly right now, there is nothing in my closet that I haven't worn in the last year.
Yeah. Do your spouses and girlfriends give you to-do lists?
Sometimes.
Really?
Just reminders. Like, okay. Remember, you got to, you're taking Aiden to the doctor today, that kind of thing.
That's not a to-do list. That's like one thing.
Yeah. Could sometimes have other things on it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like it would say, taking Aiden to the doctor today, Friday, I'm going to be gone. Just like little reminder things.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Because
I voiced
do it?
My displeasure with being left a list of shit to do. I didn't care.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Like I woke up one day and there was a list that said David's list of things to do for moving. And it was the list. All of which were things that I had said. I got all that stuff done tomorrow, which was because, I had it down to
do.
Thus, if I've already told you these are the things that I'm going to do tomorrow, there is no need for you to come back and put them on paper for me because I have either put them on paper or put them in my phone or committed them to memory. I do not need your assistance.
And it had all a title, David's to-do list for moving?
Yeah. And so I took David's to-do list for moving and placed it in the trash where it could be seen that I didn't crumple it up. I just placed it in the trash where it could be seen. And then I went about doing those things.
I'm going to go ahead and put this in a filing cabinet.
And then when I asked did you see the list that I left for you? I said, I saw it as I was placing it in the trash can because I'm an adult and I don't need a list to tell me of the things I need. If I ask for one, hey, write that down for me, please. And a lot of times I will say, hey, would you remind me tomorrow that I got to remember this kind of thing? But I'm not a fan of, unless I ask, you leaving me a list.
Yeah, see, if I ever get into a relationship or get married, I don't know how I'd feel about someone giving me a to-do list.
Well, we worked through that.
Yeah. You put yours in the trash. That's how you work through it.
Yeah, she's got a point.
I didn't just throw it away, though. I made sure that the next person that goes in the trash, which wasn't going to be me, could see that I had left it in the trash.
This is how we work through things.
And look, we're much better for it. We've learned to communicate.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
Oh, yeah, Alexis, you broke my daughter's heart yesterday.
I did not break her heart. I was just warning her.
You did, because she was so... It wasn't because of you. It was the news you gave her broke her heart. She was all excited about watching Selena, the new show, the TV series on the Netflix. And Alexis told her it was terrible.
Well, I just wanted to give her a fair warning, because we've talked about her love for Selena.
Mm-hmm.
And I was heartbroken.
Yeah, she loves Latinas almost as much as her daddy does.
Runs in the family.
If it ain't foreign, then it's born.
But Riggins, Riggins said that he's hearing everybody talk about how bad Selena is.
Yeah.
And he keeps up with all that. Riggins does.
The Netflix show? Sorry, just walked back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I heard it was not good.
So why was it? What made it so bad, Alexa? But you did watch the whole series, didn't you?
I watched the whole thing.
The whole
yeah.
season or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. I just felt like it was. I mean, compared to J-Lo, Selena, obviously, it's just that it just was a little. It seemed a little cheap. The actors, I didn't like the actors that they picked for it. I think that there's a
because they were all white.
No, they weren't white.
I thought that was a bad choice myself.
I just
not good.
I know that they were trying to, you know, show that if you're Hispanic American, there's a certain culture, which there is. Like, if you're Hispanic American, it's different than just being Hispanic, you know. And I think that the way that they portrayed it was just not accurate at all. Like, I couldn't relate to how they portrayed those actors. Being mm-hmm. Hispanic American, living both sides, you know, living in both cultures, I didn't like it.
So, is that what you do? You live in both cultures?
Yeah.
Okay.
I listen to Spanish music all the time. I can cook Spanish food. I speak Spanish. I'll watch Spanish TV from time to mm-hmm. time.
Okay. Me too.
No,
but
you
I mean,
do
I do. Is that considered, though, being in both cultures?
I think so.
Because Selena, her family's from Mexico, right?
They were, yeah, but her parents were born in Texas.
Right, but her heritage Mexican is Mexico.
Yeah.
I don't see how being in America can look at it like sharing a culture with Mexico at all, other than those things that you said, speaking Spanish, eating the food. You know, you're not decapitating people in America.
No.
You know, you're not throwing your used toilet paper in the trash can. Those types of things.
You're painting with a very broad brush at the moment. I just want to throw that out there.
I'm painting a picture of the Mexico that I've seen.
Oh.
You know, you can't live at an all-inclusive resort. Drinking, you know, Dos Equis brought to you by somebody who likes watching you play pool volleyball. You know, that's the Mexico I've seen. I mean, I love old Mexico. I like old Mexico better than I like New Mexico.
What's old Mexico?
Regular Mexico.
Just okay.
Mexico. Regular old Mexico.
Regular Mexico.
And I've been to the fancy Mexico towns, like your Cancuns.
Okay.
And Puerto Vallartas and things like that. And then I've been to your other Mexican towns, like Tijuana.
TJ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I lived in L.A., we used to drive out to Tijuana just to eat sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's not that far of a drive.
But don't, is it a pain in the ass to get through?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, we would make it like a whole day.
Was it like 3 hours, 3.5 hours?
Yeah, like three and a half, 4 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not driving. If I'm driving good. 4 hours to eat, it better be damn dynamite.
I mean, yeah. So Mexican food in Mexico and Tijuana. Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
And it would just be, you know, fun just for the day.
No.
Stop it.
Not what I had.
Like a little day trip.
I had menudo.
Oh, ooh. I don't like that. Why did you eat that?
Because it was, I walked out of a bar that I had been in all night, and it was daylight when I walked out. And I was in the, what they called back in 1989, the red zone. Maybe it was 88. The red zone, where white people usually don't go.
Oof.
But I was with a couple of Mexican fellers. And we got into this bar. It was $9 cover charge. All you can drink tequila sunrise. And we were there till the tequila sun rose. And they said, let's go over here and get something to eat. And there was no semblance of anything Americanized.
Not a Denny's?
At all. I mean, even at the restaurants, there weren't, you know, there was no Tex-Mex or California Mexican food. It was Mexico Mexican and in a really, really poor area. And so I thought, when I said, what is in menudo? Martin, the guy that I was there with, said, one of the guys said, that it's a vegetable, like a soup with cow meat. And I thought he meant beef soup, beef vegetable soup. And the cow meat was the inside of the cow's stomach.
It's tripe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ugh, can't.
Right. So that didn't help with the hangover.
Do you know that Ricky Martin used to be in a group called Menudo?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Mm. I knew that.
Yeah, we knew that.
Ricky, did you know that?
Ricky Martin.
Menudo's the one that changed members. Like, when you got 18, they booted you out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect.
Did you know that Ricky Martin is gay?
No, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. He is.
I didn't know that. Everybody laughed at me.
Didn't know that?
Hell no. A PR person was here with another singer, and she made, like, the passing mention that Ricky Martin was gay. I was like, are you kidding me? I could not believe it.
How long ago was this?
What year was that when, you know,
like when everybody knew that he was gay, you didn't know?
I think it was, I don't even remember, because I was floored.
Wow.
I mean, it was after Living La Vida Loca. Yeah. And,
oh, that's you see my song.
I watched American Reunion, and in there, they're going through their senior quotes when the movie first begins. And who was the main character of American, the whole American Pie series?
Oh, Jason Biggs?
Jason Biggs. His senior quote was, you know, where do you want to be in 10 years? He was like, doing something with the sex life of Ricky Martin.
Oops. Yeah, no idea.
So is Clay Aiken. What? I thought you were about to say, did you know Ricky Martin, or however you said it? I thought you were about to say something about him being Mexican, and I was going to jump on it. He Puerto Rican. But you didn't.
Because I know my
people.
You
just said menudo.
Yeah.
You know, so your people hate the Puerto Ricans, right?
I don't think they hate them.
I thought they were in
What's
a war.
About? Why?
I thought they were in a war with each other.
Puerto Rico and El Salvador
with each other.
At war?
Yeah.
I didn't
Stop
know.
It. Stop making stuff up.
Well,
People telling people that Puerto Rico and El Salvador are in a war.
Yeah. I'm back in Puerto Rico on that deal.
Why?
They're American.
They're American. Puerto Ricans.
I'm American.
Right. So you should be for Puerto Rico.
That's right. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, if I got to pick, I'm going with the Puerto Ricans every time.
I like hamburgers.
You damn right.
And because one of my favorite characters on Sanford and Son, wasn't he Puerto Rican, TJ?
Julio Fuentes.
Yeah, Julio was Puerto Rican.
That's a good reason.
It is.
That is a good reason. Well, not.
Julio Fuentes.
Have you ever even been to Puerto Rico?
No.
Have you had Puerto Rican?
I would love to go to Puerto Rico.
We looked at going to Puerto Rico to get married.
Have you had Puerto Rican food?
I don't really know a lot about Puerto Rican food, so there's a possibility, yes, without knowing it.
Have you listened to Puerto Rican music? Do you know how to dance salsa?
No.
Okay, well.
What does that have to do with
it? I'm just saying.
Oh.
See, it all comes down to one word with me.
Just saying.
You know what? I'm just saying. It comes down to one word with me. America.
America.
So what are you trying to say? What are you trying to prove with that?
So if I've never eaten, you know, Japanese food or spoken Japanese or know how to dance a particular Japanese dance or sumo, I shouldn't go to Tokyo to visit.
I'm just saying you sound like you're on bandwagon.
Did you say no sumo if I don't know sumo?
I don't know sumo.
I said if I don't know sumo.
I can't like Japan.
Just saying, what the hell? That's a dumb...
Yeah, so what are you saying?
I'm just saying that you're just jumping on a bandwagon. You don't even know anything about it. And you're like, oh, I'll always go to Puerto Rico.
Because it's America. That's the reason.
I mean, yeah, that's
not jumping on a bandwagon. I've been on that bandwagon since 1968.
It's called the bandwagon of freedom.
That's right.
That's what that's called. By God.
That's America.
So do you know how to do all those things?
Of
Have
course.
You done all those things?
Yes.
Okay, so then you would be for Puerto Rico?
No, I'm not from there, but...
I know. I said you would be for them in a war against El Salvador.
Again, this is what we're discussing. Let's never forget.
That's the point that she was trying to...
I know.
She's trying to say you're being a bandwagon to be rooting for Puerto Rico in a war against El Salvador.
It's like I just started rooting for the L.A. Rams all of a sudden. People are like,
she's trying
bandwagon Rams
she's using all those facts to prove that you're just a bandwagon. But by that... thinking, she would be a fan of the Puerto Rico over the El Salvador in a war.
It's time for you to take a stand.
You're either
with us or against us.
Love it or leave it.
So you can salsa.
Yeah.
You've eaten Puerto Rican food.
I love it.
What else did you say? Ask Ace if he had done. Been to Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico.
Have you been to Puerto Rico?
No. My mom was. My mom was there for 6 months, so that kind of counts.
Well, my dad was stationed in Korea.
Yeah.
I'm not running around making barbecued short ribs. What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hell. My mama's been to Shreveport. Big deal.
What now?
That's right.
We just naming places our mamas have gone?
My mama went to Denver one time.
My mom did it, so it counts like I did it.
Okay. She's sitting there listening to this going, I hope that reasoning isn't reversed. Because just because she did something doesn't mean that I've done it.
Yeah, it begins and ends with the fact that Puerto Rico is part of America.
Okay, but the American government also gave Salvadorians amnesty in the 70s, so...
You're welcome.
There's still friendship there.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying, if it came to a war, I'm back in Puerto Rico, and that's not going to change.
All right.
So you better, you know, get the peacemakers together over there and put that war to an end before it starts.
Don't let that war get started, or you got to choose sides, man.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on Ace TJ. TV or the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ Bus. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
What was, I was reading something over here. What was causing the
Alexis
Ace to be air humping?
Oh, no, I was just dancing to the thing.
Oh, I look it up and out of the corner of my eye.
No, it was just my dance air move, humping. Sorry. Well, that's what
his
I do when I dance.
His dance moves are air humping.
So he does get like. That's what I do. That's what I do.
Nice.
That's why the ladies just come flock to the dance
floor.
You're
just full of swag.
I want to get on that.
Yeah.
You don't want to say that. You do not want to take me to the club with you.
Oh, I'm going to take you to the club one day.
It'll
be the best entertainment ever.
Huh? Watching him get shot. Is that what you think is entertaining, Alexis?
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. No? Sitting around a club doing some hookah.
What kind of club are you at?
Alexis goes to clubs that have hookah.
No, I do not. I go to hookah bars.
Oh.
And then there's clubs. They're two separate things.
Okay. I assumed wrongly, apparently, that it was all kind of the same thing, that you could dance at a hookah bar. But apparently
I mean, you can dance wherever you want.
Yeah, well, all right.
You be dancing.
Riggins, do you have the script club reviews ready to go?
Yeah. Do you want to do some?
Has it been over a week? Because that's what we were going to do once a week. It's been over a week, right?
Oh, I'm sure it has.
We've done it.
Yeah, because we were off half of last week.
Oh, yeah. I wish we had that again.
Yeah.
Being off.
Yeah. Sick. But we've only got to get through this week and next week, and then we're off for 2 weeks. I'm off for three, but whatever.
Got to get through this. Yeah, that's having to get married to take a week off.
That's embarrassing to say.
Is it 3 weeks?
You gotta be off for 3 weeks.
I'm even embarrassed
weeks?
To say that. Yeah, because of the way it worked out. So we're gone. The show is off for 2 weeks. And then the first day y'all come back to work is the day that I get married.
Mm.
And then I'm off the rest of that week.
Must be nice.
Sorry. It is. It really is. But I mean, as TJ pointed out, I'm having to get married. So,
yeah.
You know.
You chose that.
Did I?
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you buy a ring and ask?
Yeah.
Okay, well then.
Was there a choice in there, though? I don't really know.
Yeah. How would there not be a choice?
Yeah. Put yourself in my shoes. It's a different path than you think that I'm walking these days.
Mm.
You know, I needed the second income.
Where's it coming from? Do you think she'll continue to work after you get married?
Yeah.
That's what you think?
Well, if she continues to want stuff, like the lights to be on, then she will, yeah.
Hmm.
Don't have to. This is not a... you got to keep working.
You're not going to be a sugar daddy for
no,
her?
No. Those days are over.
You got no sugar left.
That's right.
There's no sugar.
No.
You got like one pixie stick.
Damn. Right. Not one pixie stick.
Yeah. You got like a peppermint left.
I'm like an artificial sweetener daddy is what I am.
You got like a half a sugar pack that's all the way in the back of the cabinet no one ever goes into.
It's got coffee stain on it. Yeah. It's nasty.
Yeah. Every now and then we find a little sugar around, but it's
a little sweet and low.
Not a constant anymore. Yeah. So do you have one star Yelp reviews of strip clubs, Riggins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, so we got to go around the country. We start in Florida at the Cheetah, which is always a good place. There's a lot of cheetahs around the country.
Uh-huh, and they go to these strip clubs.
That's exactly right.
Them cheetahs.
This is in Hallandale Beach, which I've never heard of, but this guy, James, gave it a one-star review at the Cheetah. He said, drink prices are reasonable, and that's about the only redeeming quality of this club. The worst part, after they take all your money, they never leave you alone. They bring their friends as if you're a walking ATM machine. One dancer walked up to me, grabbed my hand, and put it on her exposed labia, and then wanted a tip.
That's a good little scam
she's running.
All right.
Like, give me your hand.
Now you give me some money.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've never even heard of that.
Good saleswomen.
Or exposed labia. Once, but he gave it one star. It's like, well, it's kind of exciting, I guess.
But that was after they'd already taken all of his money.
Yeah. They treat me like I'm a walking ATM machine.
If I'd have known I'd get to do that, I'd have saved up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have given it to them other ones.
Mm-hmm. Then we can go north to Maine. You don't often get one-star reviews from Maine.
I don't think of strip clubs in Maine anyway.
Yeah, but this guy is still not thrilled. His name's Jackson. This is the worst club I've ever been to. Went in the other night for about 25 minutes before I was walking out. All the dancers were scrawny, skin and bones. And they were unattractive as well. They all look like they need a snack. I like my dancers thick. And I know many others who would agree with me. Get some thicker girls, and I might come back. Highly unlikely,
though.
Yeah, people don't like that club at all. Then out to the Ball Gentlemen's Club in Knoxville, Tennessee. It should be called the Blue Ball Club. My old lady couldn't even dance on me. No cell phone allowed. Can't have a beer after 1 o'clock. It's a real shithole.
My old lady couldn't even dance on me. Is she a dancer? Or did he take her with her?
Yeah, I thought he was talking about the stripper, but I'm assuming he's talking about his wife that he brought her.
My old lady can't even dance on me.
And he can't drink after one. Well, I guess most places it would be two. So is that the complaint, that he lost an hour there?
I guess.
That didn't seem like it's that big a deal, but okay.
Yeah. The worst place ever. The guards are really violent. They beat me up for no reason.
They beat him up for no reason.
No reason
they beat
at
me
all.
Up for no reason whatsoever. Yeah.
The guards.
Yeah. I did ask for change, and they refused. Plus, the girls are ugly. A lot of people say the girls are ugly at all these places, but I think that's to each his own, you know. What else here?
They beat me up for no reason. The best line in a while.
They're very violent.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to yelp the shit out of this place when I get out of here. They're like, go ahead.
As soon as my hand comes out of this cast.
Yeah. For no reason. I would love to see what happened. Unfortunately, unless you're 15 with a fake ID, this is not the place for you. Unprofessional, overpriced, disappointing. Seriously, not an enjoyable experience. Yeah, we got that. This place is a joke. Most of the girls can't dance and they're ugly AF. Save your money for other clubs. I had a much better dance at the Touch Club the night I went there. Next time I'm in town, I'll know where to go. And it ain't here. Uh-huh.
Touch Club.
He had a way better dance there. Just a heads up, the Ball Gentlemen's Club uses extreme force.
One line.
All right. So there is a theme here. I guess a lot of people have accused the security of being
very violent.
People have been roughed up every now and then.
That was Billy Bruckmuller, one star. I mean, these are people's full names on here, too. It's crazy. Extreme force. They will make you leave with blood all over you, then cover it all up. It's too uptight. The dancers here take your money and find a reason to get you thrown out. I never had that happen at the Emerald. Yeah.
It's a nice place.
It's a nice place. Terrible dancers. The whole vibe is greedy. Doesn't even deserve one star. I went with my buddy last week, and I told him about coming here last time about 6 months ago. Well, I'm not sure what happened, but all the sexy girls are gone, and they're replaced with inexperienced, ugly, fat chicks.
Inexperienced.
I guess you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Man, the Ball. They don't like that place.
So two or three people that had been beaten up.
Yeah, three.
At the Ball. Three different people had complained about being beaten up at the Ball Club.
If you like skanks, if you like skanks that strip their clothes off in front of a huge crowd of horny guys, well, that's not my cup of tea. I don't recommend going here. Well,
what's the point?
That's kind of a strip club.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
A bunch of skanks taking their clothes off.
Well, maybe he likes places where the strippers are not skanks.
Yeah, where they're nicer, classier ladies.
Mm. Who wants that at a strip club?
I always love guys. We only like go to
classy. You don't want no classy lady at a strip club?
I like a good classy conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I like is when a guy will say, I mean, I don't like an old ratty ass strip clubs. I mean, I like a good classy titty bar.
Exactly.
It's a classy. What? It's a classy one. Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a picture from outside the PT's show club in Portland, Maine, and they have a great sign. It says "Thrills, Chills, and $2 Bills."
Did I ever tell you the story of when I got kicked out of a strip club?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I got kicked out of a strip club here in Charlotte one time because I was dancing on the dancer.
Oh, yeah, you may have told us that.
Yeah, they kicked me out.
Right.
I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Look at me, I'm little.
They gave you no warning? They just kicked you out the first time you did it?
They might have given me a warning. I don't really remember. I was a little intoxicated. Yeah. But
that's what they all say. Yeah.
Did they use extreme force? Yeah. Were they very violent? Beat you up for nothing?
Just beat me up for no reason.
Did they bloody you? They bloody you and then cover it up.
What was the name of it?
The men's club.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was the men's club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the most famous one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In our town.
Yeah, I got a little excited.
I guess so. Was this dancer encouraging and stuff?
Yeah, she was. She was like very into it, so I was into it.
But she should know the rules.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's on her to know the rules.
They're like, you can't touch the dancers. I'm like, it doesn't count with me. Look at me. It doesn't count.
You're like, yeah, I guess it does.
Yeah, it's just still close to being a sex act.
Yeah. This guy just left a one-star review. Two words. Herpes City.
Oh, no.
Like he knows. Give me a break.
And I'm the mayor.
Where is it? Exactly. Where is that place located?
This is in Bangor, Maine.
Okay.
Oh.
Former stripper that worked there left a review, which is always good when you get former employees leaving reviews. And she said, don't work here unless you want to be accused of doing things that you never did. And on top of that, the managers don't show you the footage of, quote unquote, what you did.
I wonder what she did not do.
They don't show you the footage.
Show me the footage of whatever you say I did.
Prove it.
Yeah.
You got to have it on film.
Yeah. Courtney Terrio.
All right. Well, that was a good one, Regans.
Yeah.
Thank you for your contribution.
You're welcome, too.
Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
So, ladies, if your guy has his wish list going, we got something to put at the very top of that wish list, Manscaped. The men love this. He may not even tell you that he loves it, but he does. He wants this. The Manscaped Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle that makes for the perfect gift because it takes care of everything below and above the waist because it's the new weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer is in that. which is waterproof, 9,000 RPM motor powered by a 360-degree rotary dual blade system. And that's with the lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. That's for the below-the-waist stuff. So you get them both. And then the liquid formulations, the crop preserver, deodorant for his down there area, and the crop reviver toner to maximize the hygiene routine for your guy. With the boxers and the shed travel bag, it's all a big ultimate performance package from Manscaped. You get 20% off and free shipping now with the code ACETJ at manscaped.com. 20% off plus free shipping. Just go to manscaped.com and use code ACETJ.
That's an awesome product.
And a great deal with the free shipping and all that stuff. In the nose trimmer thing, it's all great.
Yeah, that's a really good product.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of tongue-in-cheek stuff you can laugh about, you know, and they make it funny and all that. But when it comes down to it, it really is a good product, a great product, and would be a great gift. You just, you know, kind of like with me when I got my first one, I didn't want it to be a gift that my mother-in-law bought for me. Like my wife said, you should have put that on your list for my mom's looking for something to get you.
Yeah, that'd be a little awkward.
You may need to buy that for him, but still. Or tell his mama to buy it. Yeah. Hey, mama, he's wanting the Manscaped trimmer and, you know, the ball toner. And all of that.
Yeah.
Riggins, did you watch that movie I told you to watch yesterday? I recommended?
No. I'm going to do it this weekend, though, because I heard it's good.
What movie?
You wouldn't understand it. It's pretty in depth, and
first of all,
it's not a slapstick kind of.
I can't.
It's more along the lines of the things that Riggins and I, as deep thinkers.
Oh, deep thinkers, really?
Yeah,
okay.
We would enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah. From the smart people.
From generally smart people.
Mm-hmm.
I can't with y'all.
I don't know what movie it is either. So
I already know you didn't know, Ace. I know they didn't know you.
He tries to stand over you. She's just like, yeah. She's like, don't include me in you. Yeah.
Well, she's saying, if they didn't tell me, I know they didn't tell you.
Yeah. Not a chance.
Well, he was against me just a little bit ago, so. I wasn't against my people.
I don't think I was against you.
Against my people. Yeah. Well.
Let me sing you a song of my people.
Hey. I may not be smart, but at least I'm not acting like a bitch.
I'm just being, you know, just having a little fun.
I'm about to have a little fun, too, and it's going to be ugly to me.
No, it's a Ron Howard movie that's on Netflix now. It's Ron Howard directed it.
About space?
And all that.
No. I don't know. I thought about space if TJ's telling somebody.
Yeah, and you wouldn't like it because it's about hillbilly people.
Alexa. I like hillbilly people.
It's called Hillbilly Elegy. And Glenn Close stars in it, too. And
I like her.
What's her name? Amy. Is it Amy Adams or Amy McAdams? No, it's Rachel McAdams. Amy Adams.
Amy Adams.
Right, it's Amy Adams. She plays in it, too.
Yeah.
It's a true story.
Is that a true story?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The guy, it was a book a couple years ago that was a bestseller, and now they turned it into a movie, but it's supposed to be spectacular.
So you see, Alexis, Harry Potter is not the only book series that they have out there. Huh?
First of all, I have a whole bookshelf in my room with tons and tons of books.
Mm-hmm.
And I read.
Coloring books?
No, they're not coloring books.
I've probably got 125 books in this house. They're all coloring books.
But. Comic books. Yeah. Coloring books. Pop-up books.
Is there a big red dog in all of them? Yeah.
Hell, half those books have been cutouts in the middle for you to hide weed in.
But no, it's good. It's good. But the reason the way I thought of that is because I said Mamaw, because it's what he called his grandmother in the movie, because they're Kentucky hill folk. And that Glenn Close character that played his Mamaw.
Yeah.
They showed pictures and all of his real mamaw, And I've never seen an actor look more like the character they're playing than Glenn Close looked like that woman. Even the guys that played the band members of Queen in Bohemian Rhapsody, as much as they looked like the original guys, this one I think even beats that.
The reverse to me is one of the most disappointing things. When you watch a movie and you really enjoy it, and at the end they put the picture up, you're like, damn, you didn't look anything like them. That messes up the whole story for me.
What was it? It was a movie called The Green Book, where
The piano player.
The piano player was a sophisticated black guy from, was it the 60s? 50s or 60s, and it was, you know, during all of the segregation times, and he was, on tour through the South and all this stuff. And when they showed his picture at the end, he was fat, you know. He didn't look at all like the character did.
Really?
Yeah.
The piano player?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. So he turned out to be a heavyset person?
I think so, yeah. But he was still wearing the big African clothes and all of that stuff that... Because he would wear, like in that scene where he goes into his apartment and he's sitting up on the little throne thing and he's got his...
I've never seen the whole movie. Yeah. I've just seen bits and pieces. Because
great movie.
I always caught it when it was already on and I wanted to, and I wouldn't watch it because I wanted to come back and watch the entire thing. But he's always, what little bits and things that I know about it, he's always wearing very tailored suits and all that kind of stuff in the movie. So in reality, he was not wearing tailored suits.
No, there was a scene in the movie that shows him at his apartment and all, where he's not on tour and performing, you know, and he's wearing like African robes and dashikis and things like that. But it was a great, great movie. That's one of my favorite movies I've seen in the past 5 years.
Really?
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, I've heard great things about it.
I didn't hear shit about it. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very good.
Have you seen it, Alex?
I've never even heard of it.
What?
Yeah. The Green Room or Red Room?
The Green Book.
The Green Book.
The Red Room. Isn't that something from 50 Shades?
No, I thought that was the... No, I'm thinking of Red Room.
Red Room, Red Room.
Red Room.
Red Room.
Red Room.
That's a great movie.
That is a good movie.
But if you could stay awake long enough to watch it, Alexis, that would be good.
Put it on your list of things to do this afternoon.
I actually went to sleep early last night. I was proud of myself.
What's early? What time?
About 11 something.
Oh my God.
That's earlier than usual. I'm trying to work on it. It's just hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, if you don't take the nap in the afternoon, it makes it easier to go to bed earlier.
I get that, but sometimes I just want to take a nap.
Well, set an alarm to where you only take like a 30-minute nap.
That's not a nap.
Yeah.
That's just like laying down for a second.
Sometimes I just want to run away to the Bahamas and sell jet skis for a living, but I don't.
So how long are your naps?
About an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's a long nap.
Yeah,
that'll mess up your sleep.
Yeah.
20 minutes or 2 hours is what they say.
Yeah.
20 minutes or 2 hours. So if I'm going to get a choice, I'm going to pick 2 hours.
I think this problem could be solved, though, if you could only get your hands on some sort of a substance that would lull you off to sleep. If you knew where to find some of that.
Yeah.
I'll work on that.
Yeah.
You're saying if you didn't do it during the day and then you waited and did that substance at night, right before you wanted to go to sleep, it would be helpful.
I think it would be a helpful sleep aid. Mm.
Okay.
But what do I know?
I just can't think of anything.
I've got clean urine.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.